Hoje tem a palavra. Muito bom dia. Estamos em direto da Rádio Francisco Sanches, aqui em conjunto com um grupo de professores de europeus responsáveis pelo projeto Erasmus+, que está a ser desenvolvido, ou que irá ser desenvolvido, no próximo biênio aqui na Escola Dr. Francisco Sanches. Welcome.
Welcome to you.
Thank you so much. Your name is?
My name is Cettina Noto. I'm coming from Sicily. It's the island, one of the main islands in Italy. And it is a very great pleasure to be here with you in this participating at this project.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello, I am Laurence. I come from Reunion Island, which is a French territory in Indian Ocean. And I'm very happy to meet you here. It's a great chance for us to be here.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, my name is Per Hedberg. I come from Sweden in the very north of Europe. And I feel very happy to be here and to meet all of us for this great project.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, my name is Hanna. I came from Świdnica. This is a medium-sized city in Poland. And it is very good opportunity to meet wonderful people in Portugal.
Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do? What kind of activities are you going to develop in your country for our students?
Okay, so above all, so mathematics and physics methods to share into the classes third and fourth of the fourth year. Yes. So the students of this high school, so my high school, they come from 14 to 18 years old.
Yes.
So we share methods in mathematics, physics and science, above all, in the third and the fourth class, so from 16 to 17 years old.
Okay.
So this is the main aim, we have to share methods. Then we evaluate in the interior of the project, evaluate the process of the project itself. Thank you.
Laurence, what kind of expectations are we going to develop in this first year, because we will be in Reunion Island next year. But as you know, you are going to be a transnational meeting because we are going to be the interim evaluation of the project. What are you going to develop for us in that meeting? Do you have anything in your mind, or did you prepare anything, or are we going to see something new, something, observe the sky? Because I think so, that sky in Reunion Island should be a marvelous one, because it's after the equator, so it's different from, we are in the north of the globe of the land, but Reunion Island is located in the south of the globe. What do you think about this?
Well, indeed, we intend to bring you to an observatory.
Thank you.
And that will give you the opportunity to observe the sky from the south part of the Earth. And yes, I think that actually you will probably see some constellations you've never seen before.
Yes, of course.
Well, it's not the only thing that we are going to do together. I have a surprise for you.
At least
my students have a surprise, so I won't tell you any more about that. But more generally, I would say that when we were together in Reunion Island with my colleague who teaches science, we have in mind transversal competences, and we we mean it to teach cultural topics as well. So we have a little bit of history of astronomy, which is melted to science experiments, and also lots of calculations, theorems, properties, and all those things that makes the topic astronomy so interesting and attractive to students.
Oh, great. Now I think we are going to be trained to see the sky, and that will be an amazing experience. I think so.
I hope so.
Yes, I hope so too. Hello, Pil. You are from Sweden.
Yes.
And what are you going to bring us for surprises?
Well, we're going to bring you the surprise of Swedish winter.
Oh, yes.
So, and you're going to see both our small town in the middle of Sweden, and you're going to see the northernmost top, the top of the country as well, in Kiruna at the space station up there. And the real surprise then is the Aurora Borealis up there.
Yes.
And you will definitely experience darkness, cold, and a beautiful sky.
Yes. Wow.
So I hope it will be
An amazing,
interesting for you.
For you. Yes, will be, all. Of course, because yes. I never saw an Aurora Boreal.
Me neither.
neither. And I think that will be a marvelous experience.
Yes.
The sky will be very, very colorful. Hello, Anna. Thank you to be here. And I'm going to ask you the same question that I did to our partners. What is going to expect us in the Poland meeting? I think it will be the last one.
Yes, yes.
We are going to evaluate the project, of course. But what do you have in your mind, in your team mind, to host us in your country?
Yes, it will be last meeting.
Yes,
in this project. But I hope it will be not last meeting with you, yes. Maybe great. After this project we can continue
another one.
Another one. And,
who knows?
For sure we will continue our friendship, yes.
Yes, of course.
I think we should see our beautiful town, Świdnica.
Yes.
It's, like I said before, it's medium size, like 60,000 people lives here, and we will visit Wrocław University and Institute of Astronomy in this university. I hope we will see some sky above Poland, and we'll observe constellation. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Obrigada a todos. Obrigada, Luís, por nos dar esta oportunidade, e até breve.